music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.
So, you know, when we arrive in the morning, we have our quick meeting,
yes,
talk about the show. Did anyone notice just how upset our producer Leon was this morning?
Yeah, he was flat.
He was so flat. And you know what? I have to agree with him. He went on the weekend to go and see the Lego show. It's the Lego show?
It's Legoland Discovery Centre.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And it's quite fabulous. Like, they've built entire cities.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just out of Lego. Mm-hmm. He lined up like everyone else, and then he got to the front of the line, and he wasn't allowed in.
And why wasn't he allowed in?
Because he had no clothes on. No, because he had no children with him.
Yes, that's fair enough.
No, hang on, fair enough. It's discrimination.
No, but it's for...
He doesn't have kids.
It's for kids.
It's not for kids.
And yeah, it is for kids.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, it's for kids, but there's an actual adult. You can go when it's just for adults.
What?
There's a special time you can go with adults, but you need a kid.
But that is only on one night every 2 months.
Yeah, but they're the rules.
Rules schmools. It's
rules.
Lego.
Yeah, but it's for the weekend.
And
it's
guess
for the
what
kids.
Else the rules are?
What are the rules?
You have to be between 3 and 10. So your kids... Some of them can't go.
Yeah, that's okay.
Nearly all of them. Nearly all of them can't.
Yeah,
only one's
can go.
Allowed.
But if the other ones want to go, I go, okay, when's the adult one? And we'll take you to that
Are
one.
You kidding?
No, they're not allowed to the adult one. They miss out between 11 and 18.
Is that what it says on the rules, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't.
Now, Leon, so you feel flat. So you went with your boyfriend. Were you literally like being turned away at a nightclub? Did you? Were you? What happened?
Yeah, we went all the way to Chadston from Collingwood. Lined up, got to the front and said, oh, sorry, you actually have to have kids to come in here.
Was there signage around that said must have children in neon lights?
Looked on the website. It's at the bottom of the page. It does say adults must be accompanied by a child.
Yes.
Well, no, but that's at the bottom of the website. And there was tiny little writing once you got inside the
when
actual
you were
Legoland
there,
thing.
Yeah, so while you were lining up for 3 hours, was there anyone that came up to you? Or
no. Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, like stranger danger. Get
away. Well, hang on. I've been working children's check.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, Leon's example, some might say, oh, you're two grown men, you don't have kids, you know, you shouldn't be there. I'm not saying that. But what if you have an 11-year-old? Like, my son is 11.
Yep.
I would get turned around.
Well, turned away.
You just say he's 10.
Well, you know, well
you
then
just
you've
chop
got to
him
lie.
Off at the knees and say that he's smaller.
This is ridiculous. Legoland has become some
rules.
Sort of... It's like...
I don't like
and
it.
It's
what
packed,
about... I
full
don't
of kids.
Like it. If I was there, I don't have children. What about
then
women
you go
that
to
can't
the adult,
have
but you go
children?
To the adult one.
I don't want to go to the adults one. I want to see...
Well, that's your own... Then you miss out.
I know! I want to see Lego.
Well, if you act like that, they'll probably let you in. If you act like you're 8 years old.
Okay, now here's the thing. I reckon this has generated a lot of passion in this room right now. Let's all just take a deep breath. 13 10 60. Is this unfair? Apparently, there's a group called the AFOLs. They're the adult fans of Lego, and they're up in arms about this.
No, they should
go
be.
To the adult one. Well, it's simple.
Oh,
well, what about if you work that night saving lives, Brendan?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
You're a doctor, and you know what? You Tuesday nights, every 2 months,
go to
you
Big
save
W,
lives.
Go to Kmart and make your own bloody Lego.
Okay, here we go. Is it fair?
Simple.
I'm going to make Lego for you.
Where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
13 10 60. Is it fair? Is this treatment of Leon fair?
No.
And can Leon borrow one of your kids?
That's the secondary question.
I'm great with kids.
Can Leon borrow, if you have a child between 3 and 10, can Leon, with all the right permits, borrow the child?
Do you have them working with children's card?
Absolutely do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so if you're willing to lend your child to Leon... That isn't,
anyone can get one of those.
Give us a call. Also, do you think it's fair? 13 10 60 is the number.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Oh, this has torn the team apart, this issue, guys. The Legoland Discovery Centre at Chadston there. Our exec producer, Fev, he just wanted to go with his boyfriend.
He
they
did.
Don't have a kid.
He did. He lined up for hours. It got to the front and they said, sorry, mate, you got no kids. Because it's only kids during the day.
3 to 10.
3 to 10. But then there's an adult only where you can go with your partner. So Leon should probably go to that one.
What kind of things do they have at this adult only?
Wow.
Build your own Lego. We've got Lani from Caulfield. Good morning, Lani.
Morning.
Have you been to Legoland?
Well, I've tried to. It's actually the same in Japan, and I'm a doctor, so I can't go on Tuesday night.
See? Saving lives, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll try to.
Yep. Yes, well, hopefully.
Yeah. Just get a day off.
Well, hang on.
No, Fev. There's a life to save, Fev. There's a life.
So Lani doesn't think it's fair to say it's not fair, Lani, right?
Yeah, no, it's not fair. And I don't have kids. I want to go play with Lego.
Yeah, good on you.
Just borrow a kid.
Why is Lego so ageist? Like, doesn't Lego just want everyone to like Lego?
Yeah, I know, but like when
it's Lego.
They've got like when you buy a box of Lego, it says between 3 and plus and 8.
No, it actually says 5 and up.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
So that's because they don't want anyone under 5 putting pieces of Lego in their mouth or up their nose or in any other orifices.
Okay, very fair point. Is there a Duplo Land Discovery Centre for the ones under 3?
There will be now.
Not interested.
Okay, well, we don't want you there.
I think Duplo should swoop in now.
Sean Lang Warren, good morning.
Yeah, mate.
Not too bad, mate. What do you think?
I'm perfectly fine with it. It's keeping the weirdos away from those sort of places, in my opinion.
Leon.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's hard.
Leon and Ian.
But just, you know, weirdos can have kids, you know.
It's an interesting one.
Well, I don't understand why we're having this discussion. It's the rules.
Could a group of 20 adults turn up with one random 7-year-old and say,
you
right.
Just say we're all dads.
That's my child.
These rules are stupid.
Yeah.
We have the kid once a day for 20 days.
You remember the other offer we said, because so Leon can go, and if he can't make the adult's time slot, could Leon actually borrow a child? I believe we've had several offers.
Someone's offering up their kid. Natalie from Kinglake. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're not too bad. Do you have kids?
I have 5, actually.
Oh, well played.
You've got enough to give away.
You want to give a couple away?
I was just going to offer the younger two, actually. They're 6.
Yep. He'll take them.
And they're twins.
He'll take
them. Yes, they're twin boys.
There you go. You and Ian can have one each.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So you'll take them and we'll organise all that? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm up for it. Seriously, they will run in the opposite direction. You will not be able to find them, and I would love to watch him try to deal with it.
Oh, yay! My God, I'm going to come. I'm going to bring Lulu so I can get in, and I'm just going to film Leon and Ian chasing 2 6-year-old twins around.
I'm glad we did this, Leon. What a great opportunity for you. So you're obviously very appreciative of the phone call.
Yeah, thank you, Nat. I'll check my calendar.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Denise Scott is here, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think I'm a little bit dubious because on my way in,
you've heard something.
I heard you talking about something of which I know nothing.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Oh, that was the accusation.
On that for a little bit.
Yeah, probably didn't make our guest feel comfortable when we suggested she was a thief. But we'll get to that.
We'll warm her up. We'll warm her up now.
Everyone that comes in, we say that they're a thief. Don't we? We do this to everyone.
Okay, I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
It's a term of endearment.
Yes.
The kids are all saying it these days. Thief, thief. Love you, thief.
But we'll get to that. But have you been paying attention on...
Tonight.
Wasn't Lindsay Lohan supposed to be on tonight? She's pulled out?
Yes. This is the thing.
Why?
The show's actually recorded on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And yes, Lindsay apparently wasn't well.
Was there no place to go for a cigarette? Is it because
levels of stairs to climb or something? And if her, I don't know. But anyway, gosh, Tom Gleisner, the host, he made quite a meal of it.
Good.
The fact that she wasn't there.
Good.
It was surprising.
Well, that's
he's a mild-mannered chap, Tom Gleisner. But, you know,
his gloves have come off.
There was There was merriment to be had.
Was there a lot of shtick given to her? You would have jumped on board?
No, as if I would do
just
that.
Just pile in.
Yeah. As if I would do that. But I have heard Lindsay Lohan's very good on The Masked Singer.
She wouldn't know who any of our celebrities are.
Well, especially in a mask. it makes it a lot even harder than ever.
It would actually work for her. She's like, I'm pretty sure I don't know who any of them are. But, you know, Husey made headlines around the world her off. So,
well, he wasn't slagging.
No, he wasn't. But
you have to be careful here because Husey, I worked with him last week.
We'll get to that.
But do you think maybe if you slag her off a little bit, you might become a worldwide
clickbait, as they call it. Yeah. I've never been clickbait.
Well, you've got an opportunity now.
Do you want to wind up? We'll give you
best. Wind up.
Yeah, do you want to have a crack? I mean, the floor is yours if you want to have a crack at Lindsay.
I can't. Okay. Crack at young Lindsay.
Young Lindsay.
She's young to me.
She is young.
All right, Feb, come on. Elephant in the room.
Here we go. Last week you did say you worked on Husey and Kate. You filled in because Kate's on another holiday.
Yes. And good luck to her.
Good luck to her.
Gosh, gosh, she has a life, good doesn't life. She?
Yes. She deserves
I need her to be my manager. Great contract. Now, we have in our studio, as you can see over here near the bin, there's a couple of, there's four little marks from on the
oh,
window.
Oh, yes,
from,
yes.
We had a basketball hoop. And that was our fun. We used to throw our pieces of paper in there. It was so much
good
fun.
Good luck to you.
Branded with our
branded
show.
Branded with our show. Had all our heads on. Even Byron made the basketball ring.
Yeah, and I never make any
he
of the billboards.
He doesn't make any billboards, but he made the basketball ring. And I shot hoops with Kobe Bryant with that basketball hoop. So
shooting hoops, it's not a euphemism for something Lindsay Lohan-ish.
No, it's not Lindsay Lohan-ish.
You weren't. So, okay, so you're literally shooting hoops.
We're shooting
hoops.
This is our thing in the morning. And then we came in the next morning,
yes,
and it's gone missing. So I all of a sudden thought straight away, I went back on tape, I said it was Husey. I brought it up with Husey, and this is what David Hughes said.
Well, the cameras were turned off as well, which was bizarre.
Yeah, and then now the cameras have been turned off, so it was either you or Denise, and I don't think Denise would do it because she's just, you know, filling in for you.
Yeah, I know, but she's not on the money I'm on, so she needs extra.
So are you suggesting I sucked that hoop? I don't know how else you get it off the window there. And sold it on eBay?
Apparently you're desperate. Hughesy threw you under the bus. I said it couldn't have been you.
Yeah, I know. And Hughesy says, hello, it's me. Yep. Well, search me, Feb. To go on, you can do the whole body search. Like, if you think I've got a basketball hoop upon my person somewhere.
But it's not the first time.
Go on, frisk me. Frisk me, Bev.
Is that an invite?
Yeah. Hang on.
But that's not the first time you've been accused.
It's not an invite, and that would be clickbait then.
That would be clickbait.
we'd be clickbait.
But it's not the first time you've been accused of stealing something.
Oh, no, it's not. That is another story. Are you talking about Carrie
yes.
We did talk about this on her radio show,
yeah,
where we, of all people, we had a similar bracelet. And except mine was a very cheap version and Carrie's, of course, was a very expensive version that her father had bought her in Paris. And she wore it on the project one night and I was on the project that night.
Oh.
And it went missing.
Well, yes, it went. She couldn't find it after the show. Fine. That's one thing. Then a couple of weeks later, I'm on the project again. Carrie couldn't be on it because she was sick. And I wear my cheap version of the bracelet. Carrie's sitting at home, sees me on the project with what she thinks is her missing bracelet. Like, really think it through, Carrie. Think it through logically. Would I wear the stolen object on the TV show that you host?
Have I seen you on Haven't Been Paying Attention with a basketball hoop strapped to your back? You are a thief.
We'll be watching tonight just in case. And please, can you stop stealing things? It's an embarrassment. Denise Scott, have you been paying attention tonight, 9 p.m. on 10? We'll be watching.
And Carrie found her bracelet in a handbag some months later.
Oh,
so
no,
it was all resolved.
Okay,
please.
Good stuff. Fev is about to frisk you. We will take a break.
Yes.
This is
minus Lindsay Lohan.
The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, we love this. This is honestly, for a lot of people involved in this show, our favourite segment. It's when Fev's dad, Ange Favola, gives us a call after the show and he doesn't know we're recording him.
Ange. When will you stop calling Fev?
I mean, he's a supportive father. He likes to give Brendan a call. He never quite works out our schedule. He doesn't realise that when he calls Fev at sort of 9:20, we are in meetings.
Yeah, we're in a post-show meeting. And on Friday, last week on the Tuesday, Dad got a knee replacement, so he's in hospital. And because I've got a bigger car, his wife, Raylene, asked me to pick him up from the hospital and take him back to Kilmore. And I said, no worries. So on Friday, he was ringing up to see what time I'll pick him up. And I thought I'd play a bit of a gag on him.
He's in hospital. He's just had a knee replacement.
No better time.
Yo.
How are you?
We're all good. Yeah, I'm just in with one of the physio people.
I won't be able to get you. Alex has rang. I need to help, but because we're moving house. She's cracked it.
Yep. Oh, she's cracked it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I'll just get myself in the
room,
Mazda.
Into the what?
Into our
Mazda. Oh, Mazda. I thought you said Mazda.
No, Mazda.
All right, well, sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
Angie, hey mate, it's Byron and the team. Love you, brother. Get well soon.
Is that Byron?
Yeah. Get well, mate. I'm thinking of you.
Oh, yeah. What do you do in there, mate?
What?
No, no.
No, 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 no. Fev, how am I involved in this? Fev can pick you up. This whole thing was just a silly radio bit. Ha ha.
Yeah, I get it. That's why I played on with us, because I knew I was talking crap to
mate, what?
Yeah.
Played on with what?
What?
What? Speak English, mate.
I did. I knew you were joking.
Oh, did you?
We genuinely hope you're well. I mean, we do care about you.
No, I'm real well, mate.
Oh, good.
Quite surprising.
No, that's excellent. No, I'm glad. We just had a
knee. What's surprising?
That I'm so well.
You're not well.
Angie.
Big boy.
Angie. When will you stop calling fair?
Oh, Angie.
It's just a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, he's adorable.
Submit a try. Oh, God.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, guys, it's time for our regular Ushies update.
Ushies. Our Ushies update.
That got me.
Yeah. I mean, Ushies, it's huge. I mean, it follows on from Coles' little mini collectible, little mini things, and now Woolworths are doing their Lion King Ushies, and people are going crazy.
It's all I've been thinking about all weekend, the Ushie update. What are we going to hear about it? Well, apparently there's a farmer who got an Ushie and found out that it was just, you know, one of 100. It was a rare one, and he thought, oh, I could get some money out of this. We could get some irrigation pipes.
Right.
And so he put it up for $5,000. It was a Simba, a furry Simba Ushie.
Right.
And he got trolled pretty badly.
Was he asking too much or?
Well, people were disgusted, apparently, that he was trying to sell a little furry toy to, you know, help his farm. So what he did, Mr. Black is his real name, he went on to Channel 9, live on air, and got the little Ushie.
What,
decided to behead it.
What? What?
Just cut it up, put some scissors out and cut it.
Brought out, but you have to see what. Yeah, well, you can't see what happened, but just have a listen.
Okay.
To what happened to when he tried to cut it off.
Right at the end here, he does have a bit of a technical issue. I think it just takes away from the moment slightly.
It's just not on, so.
We're
going to destroy it. So, for the people that bullied us and they want to buy this thing because they want it, well, this is what I say to them. It won't cut you. It's done.
You can't cut the Ushies, Mr. Black.
Well, when I went into the footy on the weekend, guys, they because on Friday I said to him, we had a caller saying he wanted to sell his two rare
Ushies. That's right, yeah.
And I said, well, I'll pay $1,000 for them because he said they were worth $30,000 each.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty similar to the farmer saying it's worth $5,000. But he had us going, this bloke, because we thought they were rare. I was going to pay $500 each for them. When I got into the room with the boys, they're like, mate, there's like 1,000 of them. They're going for like $1. And he had you. And I'm like that.
Wow.
I wanted to destroy them as well. But then I went to Woolworths on the weekend yesterday. And I spent $66.
Oh, you'd
so I got two.
You'd get two.
And I was with little Lulu. And we hadn't got any Oshies. She's like, oh, yes. How many Oshies do we get? So we get two. And they've got like the actual table of all the Oshies sitting there. So she's opened up two while I'm paying. And she's like, oh. God. I didn't get a rare one. I just got the normal ones.
Wow.
Can we go buy some more?
Wow.
Some more. She wanted to buy more.
That's the whole point.
I'm like, she,
by the way, is she collecting a special limited edition bachelor version called the Oshers? Well, you said the Oshers.
You did say Osher a
bit. Oh, did I?
But yeah, it's the same thing.
You got Ushies, Osher on the brain.
Ushies, Osher.
Yeah, no.
Ushies.
They are it's not even his real name.
They're destroying
lives. Ushie.
Destroying lives. And I don't think that's overstating it. Ushies are destroying lives. You know, people, I mean, they Lulu. Are. Upset that she didn't get the Ushie she wanted. The farmer destroying an Ushie live on national television.
Really. I said, do you want a sausage and bread? And she said yes.
Okay,
and
great.
And then she...
how hard has it been? Give us a call if the Ushies are sort of taking over and it's getting a little bit out of hand for you, especially the parents. Give us a call and let us know. Is everything okay? 13 10 60. Also, the video of our farmer friend destroying the Ushie.
They're not even that good.
Is on our Instagram, by the way.
I do want them all, but they're so annoying.
Give us a call. 13 10 60. If Ushies are destroying your life.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
This is our Ushies update.
Ushies. Our Ushies update.
Everyone's collecting these little things from Woolworths, if they weren't already collecting the other little things from Coles. We can't just go grocery shopping anymore, guys. You've got to collect these little things.
Yeah. Well, you get rewarded for your purchases. And it's, you know, if you spend $30, you get one ushi. Yeah. But a farmer
got an ushi,
wanted $5,000, got trolled, tried to cut it up with scissors, and this is how he went.
Poor farmer.
Poor farmer.
He's responded to his trolls with a...
he just wants some water.
There's a performance on the Today Show where he's destroyed an ushi live on television.
It's just not on, so...
We're going to destroy it.
So to the people that bullied us and they want to buy this thing because they want it, well, this is what I say to them. It won't cut you. It's done.
This is what I say to them. Oh, one cut.
Anyway, he was just trying to raise money for his farm by selling an ushi well over market value.
Farmer doesn't want an ushi, does he? Oh, farmer doesn't want one. We've got Sarah from Upper's Crossing. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. How are we all?
Good. How have Aussies changed your life?
Well, I think I already spend a fortune at Safeway already for a weekly shop of five people, but... Now, just so three kids can all have two Oshies each, my shopping bill's gone up by $150 a week, which is absolutely killing us, and I can't believe I'm doing it. But otherwise, I get it, you know, told, oh, you've got favourites. Oh, she got one. I didn't get one.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't get one. Oh, I've got the favourite. Ha, ha, ha. I've got the favourite. Nobody got this one. Ha, ha.
Oh, so, Sarah.
This is unbelievable.
You need to go on eBay.
I know a farmer that could come to your house with a pair of scissors.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
They
good
won't
luck.
Cut,
sounds like a mess there at Sarah's house. Wow.
Tracy from Burnside Heights. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're good, but Aussies are changing people's lives. How have they changed yours?
They are. We, the mums at school, we've kind of, we have a messenger group, and usually it's for, you know, nice catch-up sort of things, but
coffees.
As soon as Coles, as soon as Coles and Woolworths start doing collectibles, it becomes a trading system, and it just drives us nuts. All we do every night is post, I've got these doubles, who needs these, which do you need, I need these.
So, Trace, just say you and Sue both need the same thing, and Lisa's written on the WhatsApp, I've got this. Is it first to write back, I want it, or how does it work?
Yeah, generally the first to write, and then you organise when you're going to trade. So it's kind of like a bit of a...
You're doing deals at the school. I'll meet you at the lollipop man.
It's exhausting.
It hasn't gone to blows at all, has it?
Yeah, is it everything okay? No fights?
There hasn't been any swine fights, has there?
No.
Good.
We have a bit of fun with it. Like, I'll say, you know, I'll meet you behind the block with the golden Simba.
I'll meet you at the shelter shed and I'll give you my golden Simba.
Okay, that'll do. It's 22 past 8 here. That was your Ushies update. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Just quickly checking in on Evie Jones. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie filling in for Fifi. How would you say Fev and the team have gone in setting you up with love? I mean, you entered this show as a single lady about town.
I'm still single. You've done well, boys.
Yeah, we've done well. But we've put our heads together, Byron and I and Leon and the
team. What have we done so far, though? Because
We had a singles party a couple of years ago, which was great. We went off like a frog in the sock. And then last year we had matchmaking mamas. That was amazing, where singles had to bring their mum along. So instead of, you know, because when you meet someone, you've got to meet their parents. But we thought we'd just cut out the middleman and just get straight in there, meet the parents straight away. And it was a hit. We had Charlie XCX.
It went really well.
She sung. It was brilliant. So we thought, to help you out, Evie Jones, we would have another party, and it's called Thank You X.
Mr. X?
No. So you've got to bring your ex along.
That's the twist.
Have you got an ex?
No.
What do you mean you
don't
have an ex?
What do you mean you have an ex?
I don't. Well, I've been single for a really long time.
Yeah, but that means you've gone out with someone before.
Yeah, but that was a really long time ago. So I think there's like a statute of limitations as far as exes go.
In fairness, Evie, like we have tried. We took you to the dog park because a lot of single guys are meant to be there.
Chris Smith and Mount Buller.
None of that.
We had some callers ring up. Yeah. Some guy was quite interested. Never heard from him again.
What happened there? Okay. So this is like just a whole new angle for us, and we want you to come. Obviously, this is not just for Evie. We have set up registrations already at fox.com.au. It's called our Thank You X Singles Party. So you just got to bring your ex. So, for example, if I was single, which I'm not, I now have a girlfriend, but if I was single, I would bring my ex-wife to the actual party.
Or Gabby.
Or Gabby, my ex-girlfriend. Well, really? That's so awkward.
I don't have any exes that are still alive.
Oh wow. Anyway, Evie might just turn up on her own.
But I'll just turn up on my own.
Register right now at fox.com.au, but you have to convince your ex to come along. That is the twist.
Thank you, ex-singles party.
Love it.
This is going to be
amazing. I think it's a good
idea,
you know, because one woman's trash is another woman's treasure.
It is. Imagine taking your ex and then you hook up with someone else and your ex is there. It'll be awkward. Ooh. Or you see your ex with someone else.
This night is going to be awesome.
Back together with your ex because it sparks things.
You see someone else pass your ex and you're like, oh my God, what am I missing out?
Oh, I used to have that. And then, you're back together.
That's all possibilities on the night. Fox.com.au. It is called our Thank You Ex Singles Party. Stand by for more details.
101.9 The Fox.
Kitty Flanagan is here, guys. We love when Kitty Flanagan joins us on 101.9 The Fox. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie Jones. Just quickly, Kitty, and obviously welcome. You want to have a crack at the secret sound because you just heard us play, right?
Yes.
Would you like it again? Okay, here
we go. Okay, go. Oh, surprising. It's a clicking noise. Always a click noise. Whatever year it is, the secret sound is always a click noise. But I think I've got it because of the clue.
Mm-hmm. Pyramids.
Pyramids. It's clearly the sound of a sarcophagus closing. Click. Is that it? Can we go to the judges?
What's a sarcophagus?
That holds the mummy.
The mummy.
The thing that you close over the mummy.
Right.
Tutankhamun's.
Relatable.
Yep.
Yeah. Completely. Better than pyramid schemes, can I say? And plus, I think Tupperware's going to be suing you for calling them a pyramid scheme.
Very good point. In fact, we'll stop saying that.
What do you want the secret sound to be?
I want it to be something different besides a click. It's a click every single year.
Like,
and so people get on and go, oh, it's a biro, it's a stapler, it's this. I want the secret sound to be something weird, like, woo! And we go, oh, okay, it's a woman going off in the bedroom. No, it's not. It's just something that people could really get their teeth into guessing.
You should run this joint. I mean, you should actually be the general manager. We need Kitty Flanagan behind the scenes as well as on air.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Now, we had a bit of a chat last week about movies, Love Actually.
Yes, you
and Evie had some common ground.
I felt like we really bonded. I was so excited to bond with someone. So I've brought another movie question for Evie and everybody else. Because for me, there is one certain actor that I will always go and see a movie if they're in it. And there is one particular actor that I will never, it doesn't matter how good the film is, whatever people tell me, oh, it's a great film, you've got to see it. If this guy is in it, I'm not seeing it.
Wow.
So my go-to that I must go and see is John Cusack. Must see everything he's
anything.
In.
Okay. Anything.
Nicolas Cage, Get Out.
Oh, my God.
And so do you know what my biggest dilemma is? Con Air.
Con Air.
Yeah.
Con Air's a great film.
But it's so hard for me.
It's so hard.
I have to watch it, not watch it, watch it, not watch it. I have to have it. I just have to have the remote there ready to switch over every time Nicolas Cage is on.
Every time he comes on.
He's unbearable, isn't he?
You like watching a lot of shows.
I just watched Con Air for the first time and I Instagrammed myself doing it. And everyone was like, you're really getting into this. I was like, this is a really good movie.
Except for Nicolas Cage.
Who's your version, Evie, of the one you will see, the one you won't?
I think mine would be Meryl Streep, whatever she does.
But she's a given. Everyone's going to see
that's
her.
That's true. She is. You know what? Edward Norton.
Anything Edward Norton's in,
I will absolutely see. Anything that Arnold Schwarzenegger's in, nah.
Where do you stand on Al Pacino? Because he's a borderline for me.
Are you serious?
Too much shouting and spitting. Too much shouting and spitting.
Any Given Sunday.
One of the great sports films ever.
One of the best speeches of all time. That's amazing. My go-to is Adam Sandler, anything he's in.
Oh, that would be your heart. But how do you go with Rob Schneider? Because, see, he cancels out Adam Sandler for
50
me,
First
so it's a dilemma.
Dates, he's got Happy Gilmore. Oh, God. And I love Nicole Kidman, whatever Nicole Kidman's
in. Nicole's in it, you're in.
And look at you, Adam Sandler and Nicole Kidman. But I'm really worried about Rob Schneider.
I don't even know who Rob Schneider is.
He's the guy who's always in Adam. He's Adam Sandler's best friend.
You can do it, that one.
Yeah. And he always has to have some character like, I've got one eye and I'm a janitor and I've got half
a
leg.
He's just helping him out.
Remember
that's
the
like
hot
when
girl?
I go out to gigs, I always bring Byron.
Okay, very funny. Quarter to nine. Kitty's going to hang around.
9-1-9.
The Fox. Kitty Flanagan is here, of course, appears regularly on The Weekly, and have you been paying attention?
She's not got on The Weekly anymore. I well, that, but anyway,
yeah, just, anyway. Just update.
That's why I'm here. I've got nothing to do. Looking for
former, a former member of The Weekly, what a great run it was. It's a shame it had to come to an end. Some sort of pay negotiation issue. She has to have the book, though, out soon, Bridge
yeah,
Burning.
September.
And, no, that's my old book.
Oh, no.
That's a very good update.
Are
you've
you serious?
Got wow. Yeah, I have a new book coming out in September.
Oh, what's it called?
That, September.
488 Rules for Life.
What we've done there.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules, not enough,
no.
mate. Not enough.
Well, I think this might be one of the rules, Kitty. I'm not a creep, but I insta-stalked you. Okay. And I got onto your page and I was like, I followed you.
Thanks.
And I'm like,
I think. Is that good?
Well,
back.
Well.
Okay.
I looked at a couple of other Instagram pages, and there's Hugh Jackman, one of the great Australians. He's got 27.3 million.
Wow.
Doesn't follow anyone. Kitty Flanagan, 34,500, doesn't follow anyone.
Well, I'm no Hugh Jackman, clearly, but...
Why don't you follow anyone?
What are you
Calvin I find that
amazing. What do you follow people for?
Well, what do you have Instagram for?
Oh, because I was told I had to have it to like put pictures on and...
You're just showing, you're not so watching.
So when you go to your
time.
Instagram...
No. But
when you
I
go
don't to have your... time to post on Instagram, let alone watch what other
well,
people
you do,
post.
You do post, because I've seen a couple of posts that you've put up.
Yeah, it's not but, regular though,
yeah,
is it?
That's not think, Kitty doing
I think
that's
I did one
people.
In May, and then I think I did one in August. So they're fairly well spread.
When you look at your Instagram page...
It's all quality. Yeah.
You wouldn't have anything in your feed.
What's your feed?
Oh,
because you don't follow anyone, so
well,
nothing will come up.
No. Well, what's going to come up?
Like if you follow me, grouse.
What? So if
content.
I followed, if I followed,
are you just trying to get a follow from Kitty?
No,
is that what this
I'm
is?
Just curious to see
if
why
I followed
you don't follow
34,000 people. Are you telling me that I'd get 34,000 things on my screen? I don't want that.
You don't.
No, 34,000 people follow you,
right?
Just to see your content.
And quality content. That's right.
Bloody good content.
I think there's a picture of me and Sam Neill on
there. Yes. Wow, did I get some likes?
Yeah, that was the well. I can't see the likes
no,
anymore.
You don't
oh
know anymore.
God!
Yeah.
Well, she did took say, a photo from today and put that on.
It was having been paying attention. I think it was from a week ago when we had you on last week, and you were talking about how funny Pang and all these sort of people, Mick Molloy.
All right, I'll post about you. Bev, will that do it? Or do I have to follow
It'll
you?
Do it.
I'm not going to follow you.
You follow you. I'm not going to be your only one follower.
Because I just realised you can
well,
tell.
That's really
wouldn't that be special though? Everyone will go, wow, Fev must be special. He's the only one she follows.
Is that what you're driving at? Fev, you actually want Kitty to follow you on Instagram?
No, I'm just curious
not gonna happen.
why there was zero.
Not
like, I just don't understand.
Don't have time for a feed.
Okay.
I noticed on yours.
I've got a lot of time for feed.
You only follow one person. Nicolas Cage, that's weird. Imagine if you did.
I just thought it was weird. That's all.
Well, the suggestion is you don't care about anyone. I mean, that's how it sort of comes across.
That's on you. That's
fair
your
enough.
Interpretation.
Remember when
of
Byron
it?
Plugged your show you weren't on your book you don't have?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, maybe I better post on Instagram what I'm up to and maybe you could follow it, Byron, and then you'd be up to date.
A couple of producers have lost their jobs as a result of that. Not to worry, it's okay. I'm sure they've got a bright
that's
future.
That's all right. Well, I need a job, so I'll go and be the producer.
Yep, we'll
Did
send
I
you
get
out
the
there.
Secret sound, by the way?
Oh, sorry. Just quickly, your guest. We're just going to play it one time. More chances after nine, but here's another one for Kitty Flanagan. Thoughts?
Oh,
has it changed from your earlier guess?
Is it the sound of someone chiseling the Rosetta Stone?
Again, we'll confirm that with Fee and get back
hieroglyphs.
To you.
Pyramid, yep.
Okay.
No?
No.
I'm working, I'll be honest, I'm working more off the clue than the sound.
We're out of here. We're gone. Pyramid is the clue. See you later.
Enjoy your Monday.
Music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy. 101.